with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello for, what is this, Wednesday?
It's Wednesday. I keep thinking it's Thursday, but it's not. It's Wednesday.
Well, next week's a shorty.
It is. That's exciting.
Just keep that in mind, people.
It's good this time of year. You know, you get a couple of full weeks, you get through them and you're like rewarded with a public holiday.
You are. You're rewarded with the weeks that we all deserve.
Yeah.
I think you'll find. Short weeks.
We deserve them every week.
We should do more of them.
We should.
Wasn't there somewhere in the world that was working on trying to do 4-day weeks? Well, someone suggested it.
Wherever it is, I agree.
I'm moving there immediately. As soon as they lift the travel bans.
It's probably, where was it, Finland? That was the happiest place in the world.
No wonder they're all happy over there.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Anyway.
Yes.
Here we are.
I see a lot of people, news stories, a lot of people panicking about things that are going to happen with the rent moratorium changes.
Yeah.
You know what? I know it wasn't something that the government faced in the election because, and you know, no one really needed to fight a fight in the election. That's why.
That's very true.
But the government, at some point, Mr. McGowan, you got to step up and do something here because they're the only ones that can. And there are people that are going to be in desperate situations that don't have anyone to speak for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's no one could afford $100 a week. And that seems to be the kind of figures that people are putting up rents by.
Extra, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, what are the options? You got to go out there and deal with 100 people at all the other places to try and find a new place. Something's got to happen and the government's the only ones that can actually fix it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It just seems like all of a sudden there's nowhere to live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where are these empty houses? There isn't any. What's happened?
Yeah. Look, it's lots of things that, you know, and the ban on getting rid of people and raising the rates and whatever else, that's kind of kept everything contained for a while.
But everyone's coming home, I guess, as well, and then they've just,
it's all going to spill out. So, yeah, look, something needs to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's going to be pretty desperate. There are going to be people in cars and people bunking on people's beds, like family members' beds. I mean, I don't see any other way that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, nothing from the government yet, and I think they need to. But hey. We'll see.
Hopefully something soon.
Yeah. I mean, look, there used to be caps on how much you could put rent up by. Maybe that needs to be investigated again.
Yeah.
And then longer term plans so this doesn't happen again. Anyway, look, we'll see. There's a lot of people panicking though.
Well, public housing, I guess. Do they have
somewhere else
to get into?
Yeah, that's something that needs to be thought about. Anyway, and something, entirely unrelated to that and equally as confusing, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has sold the first ever published tweet as a non-fungible token. You know, these artwork
things? I don't know what things. It's like a GIF. It's like buying an original GIF. But I don't know what you do with it.
Well, yeah, I don't know what you do. So, obviously, Twitter CEO, he's done the first tweet. The first tweet said, just setting up my Twitter.
did he do it with extra R's?
No, T-W-T-T-R. So, I'm assuming Twitter. Oh. How else do you say it?
Vowels. Yeah. Doesn't believe in vowels.
No, they just buy a vowel. So, published in March 21, 2006. It went online, but shared more than 120,000 times, liked more than 160,000 times, but a digital autographed version was purchased 15 years later. The final bid, $3.8 million. I don't even know how you bid for a tweet.
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
And what do you do with it?
This is either the new frontier of economics or the start of a crazy bubble. You know, like the dot-com bubble where people just invested in any company that was vaguely tech, even if it was just like a 16-year-old with a website. There's a lot of money that went places that people were like, where did that go?
Yeah, I don't understand. Look, you got to have a lot of money to be investing in random things like this, don't you?
You do. It's a bit like, do you know there was a craze in tulips in the Netherlands in the 1600s? People loved tulips so much that they completely destroyed the tulip market. They were investing in tulip futures and bulbs and they've never been more popular than in the 1600s when it was fashionable to have tulips.
Yeah, there you go.
Here come the tulips.
Where are they now?
Yeah, exactly. Don't invest in tulips, people. Anyway, I don't understand it, but
happening.
Either you get on board and you'll make millions, or this will be
or
the
you'll
end
lose
of
it. All.
You. Yeah. Yeah. And in my luck, if I got onto it, it'd be the end of it.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, March 24th, that is today, World Tuberculosis Day.
Okay.
TB seems like a very old world kind of problem.
Yeah.
But it's actually still killing millions, mostly in the developing world.
Yeah.
So, yep. It's and there is some cases still in Australia, even though we are, I think, one of the lowest occurrences you know, one of the countries with the lowest occurrences in the world. But yeah, it's still there and still needs to be stamped out.
Yep.
This week is Taste of Harmony Week.
Taste of Harmony Week.
Now that is where we're encouraged to share cultural diversity in the workplace by sharing a little bit of cultural food. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like
Bring
that.
Bring a plate.
Yep.
From your culture.
I accept that.
I like that. You can find out the deal. You can even register to get involved at tasteofharmony.org.au.
Nice.
And I'm not sure how I feel about this. I feel like this next one actually potentially shows up my own deep-seated prejudice here. But today's a chocolate-related day and it doesn't excite me.
Oh.
Someone's dubbed today. You ready for it? Someone has dubbed today chocolate-covered raisin day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we call them chocolate sultanas here, but I don't know. They're, you know.
It's not needed. I'm trying to think what chocolate.
They're just not necessary.
It's not necessary.
Do you know what it is? It's like if you get a big bowl of, like, you know, chocolate-covered things, you go, I didn't get a nut. I want a nut. I don't want fruit.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a bit, it's like fruitcake.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them
now. If you like fruitcake, I'm sure you'll be excited about chocolate-covered raisins.
Look, I don't mind them now, but they never excited me as a kid. They were nana treats, you know?
Nana treats.
And not good nana treats. I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you like your chocolate-covered raisins. I can't get behind it today.
It's your day. We don't have many days in the year if you like chocolate-covered raisins, but today is
celebrate,
yours.
Please. Now, despite their reputation, the French are not the biggest cheese eaters in the world. They actually eat less cheese per person than the Scandinavians, as it turns out.
Oh, Scandinavians, I tell you what.
I mean, maybe you remember the Simpsons quote that has gone on to forever be associated with our Gallic friends. In fact, let's cross to our cultural correspondent, Groundskeeper Willie.
Bonjour, you cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
He was teaching French in that class, I think you'll find.
Okay, thanks for clarifying.
There you go. Yeah, it's hard to tell with the Scottish accent, but he was wearing a beret and had a stripy shirt.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, turns out the people that study these things have proven that they're not the biggest cheese eaters.
Okay.
In this case, it's the International Dairy Federation, and they've shown that it's Denmark that tops the cheese per capita list.
They love the cheese.
How much, I hear you ask?
How much?
Funny you ask. 28.1 kilos per person per year. It's quite a bit of cheese in the scheme of things. And then it's Iceland, and then it's Finland, and then it's France. Mm. It's like mice, really.
They're like mice eating the cheese?
Well, no, they don't eat as much cheese as the cartoons tell us. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's hard to get hold of when you're a mouse.
Well, it used to be easily available, but now there's more options, so they're going for what's more easily available. I guess the takeaway message here, if there is one, is don't believe everything you see in cartoons.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Carrots don't really improve your eyesight.
Mm.
You can't make a hole appear by just painting one somewhere.
Jumping in.
Yeah. And you don't win friends with salad. Actually, maybe that one is true. I'm not sure. And it's going to be such a busy weekend.
Yeah, the Easter long weekend. Lots happening around town, including Barley Fest.
And here to talk us through it is Director of Barley Fest, Lee Rose. Welcome.
How are you guys?
And Danny Bowe, who's going to be on stage as part of it across the weekend. Hey, Danny.
How you going, guys?
Now, okay, first of all, big question. Lee, I guess you're the one that I should direct this to. Will there be Bintang available?
There definitely will be.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, that's all we need to know. Thanks, guys.
$7.50 Bintangs, 50 cents, which should be going to the Barley Dogs Association charity as well.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. $7.50
is a good price.
Yeah,
we hopefully get some good numbers into the bar for that price.
Yeah, nice. Definitely, I think so.
Barley Dogs, that's just one of a bunch of charities that this is kind of helping out.
Yeah, that's right. So, charity is something I hold close to my heart, but with Barley Fest, we've got about seven different charities on board. We've got Barley Life, which helps out the Barley Kids. We've got a Barley Fundraiser, which is doing tremendous work at the moment, called Let's Help Barley COVID-19. So they're actually just taking funds from people and putting it directly into food and straight into the people's hands.
That's great.
I was thinking about this beforehand, because I've got a few Facebook friends that are in Barley, and just the complete change to their lifestyle, taxi drivers and various other people, they're really struggling with things.
Yeah, they definitely are. I've kept an eye, because obviously I have good connections in Barley from travelling over there a lot of the time. I've kept an eye on a lot of things that are going over there. The only good thing I can say that's come out of everything is I've seen them all go back to the villages and get in touch with their own cultures and get in touch with reality a bit more. And with what we're doing with Barley Fest, I'm hoping that we can help them sort of provide something to their families so they don't have to worry about relying on tourists and travel as well, you know what I mean? They can say a lot of them start their own businesses as seaweed farmers and stuff over there now.
I saw the seaweed farm stuff. They're going back to the real traditional things. So.
Yeah, which is good.
It's great.
Now, of course, Bali Fest, lots going on, including Bali markets. Can you tell us a bit about what's going on? We've got some chill-out beaches as well.
Yeah, so we're looking to have about 40 market stalls combined with health, beauty, fashion, kids' toys, all your clothing, sunglasses and accessories, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, nice.
And we do have some...
Can you barter?
You probably can. I'm not sure how the storeholders will handle it, but you can always try your luck.
Too much.
Surely they'll have to expect a little bit.
You don't know if you don't ask.
Exactly right. And, of course, we've got heaps of music across the weekend. Danny, can you tell us a bit about that? Of course, you're performing.
Yes, I will be performing. We have we've got 30 acts with close to 50 different artists across the 5 days.
Wow.
So we've got some, they've all been sourced locally, all WA artists. We've got Into Fashion, Indigo, soloists like Ricky Green, Nate Lansdale. So it's going to be a fantastic fantastic weekend.
Yeah, it looks like there's heaps to check out for the whole
50
family.
50 paid artists might add as well, so it's something that's almost unheard in the event industry of late because everyone gets made to do it for exposure.
Yeah.
A lot of local artists obviously struggling because of COVID. To get them up there and get paid gigs and get their music out there for them to be able to express themselves is fantastic. So,
there's a bunch of zones. It's going to be on the Western Foreshore and spread out across the entirety of the Easter break.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so also with your Bali Fest pass, you get discounts to all the King Carnival rides for the day. Access. So, and then we have a chill zone in located in the trees, like a little jungle setup, and a chill beach as well. We're going to have some iconic landmarks around the place and some street signs. We're trying to actually get a big Buddha at the moment, but we have some like big deck chairs down there at the beach, and just iconic places people can sort of tag they went to Bali or Bali Fest.
Yeah.
Is the bounty
going to
be one of them?
We're going to stick to originality a little bit.
Traveling around Mandurah, park it up in one of the jetties.
List to do in the future, maybe.
Yeah, fair enough. So, look, the Bali Fest website's obviously the first step if you want to go and check it all out, barleyfest.com.au.
Well, we do have your tickets here, so keep listing out for your chance to win a double pass to check out Bali Fest 2021 across the Easter long weekend. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. Yes, entertainment news with our musical gangster, lyrical gangster. Fly like a harpoon daily and nightly, Nikki Parkinson. Yeah, that's right.
Wow, okay, thank you. An ARIA award will be renamed in honour of late music icon Michael Gudinski ahead of his state memorial in Melbourne tonight.
Good call.
Australian Recording Industry Association has announced their award for Best Breakthrough Artist will be renamed the Michael Gudinski Breakthrough Artist ARIA Award.
Okay. I don't think many people will call it that by its full name. They'll just call it the Gudinski, I'd say.
Yep, but there you go, that's the name. It will be presented for the first time at this year's awards ceremony. Gudinski died suddenly in his sleep earlier this month at age 68. The memorial, which is rumoured to feature a performance from Gudinski's good friend Ed Sheeran, who has arrived in Melbourne and has completed his two-week quarantine with his wife Cherry and baby girl Lyra, just in time for the event. You can live stream the event from 4 p.m. this afternoon via YouTube or at vic.gov.au. Katy Perry has randomly hinted at a collaboration with Taylor Swift on American Idol this week. The episode was all about duets, which led Katy to say this. I don't know why she said it in this way.
Okay.
Can you imagine if Taylor and I worked together, what we could do?
I don't know what she was going for.
It's really weird.
It is.
But anyway, people have gone crazy, as you can imagine. guessing that they've already done one together. So I guess we will wait.
We'll wait and find out. Into the cryptic world of teasing like Taylor does.
Yeah. Anyway, more collaboration news with Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande releasing the title for their upcoming song together. The song will be called Met Him Last Night, and this is the teaser.
Okay.
It sounds like Stranger Things. I don't know.
It's definitely got an 80s vibe to it, but you're right.
The collab will be featured on Demi's upcoming album, Dancing with the Devil, The Art of Starting Over, and is out April 2nd. And Jamie Foxx is set to play boxing great Mike Tyson in a limited series.
Wow.
Fox and Tyson will executive produce alongside Martin Scorsese.
Wow.
Big name.
Yeah.
Tyson says he's been looking to tell his story for quite some time through a series that not only captures my professional and personal journey, but also inspires and entertains.
Series?
Yeah, a limited series. So there you go. Coming soon.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.